For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Tuesday morning in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Warmer start this morning.
Oh, yeah.
44 degrees right now. Going to get up into the low 60s. Cloudy, maybe a little bit of rain between 1 and like 4 o'clock. But we're keeping an eye on the Halloween forecast. We got the little ones.
Yeah.
75 and cloudy right now.
So That's nice.
If the rain holds off, this will be the greatest Halloween in like the last 20 years. Oh, was there like an 80 degree Halloween a couple years ago?
I thought there was a story about how this is one of the better Halloweens we've had in years.
Ebba.
It was a great headline. One of the better Halloweens.
Like the best weather-wise.
But one of the better.
I like when they show all the crappy ones you had in the past.
Yeah.
The wettest, the snowiest.
Well, I mean, the wettest Halloween I ever had is when I went trick-or-treating with your mom. I had to bring an umbrella.
Where were you putting the candy?
Ella. I kept it nice and safe. Got a lot of candy up there, too. Me and my brother both got our candy.
Yeah, Ryan got involved now?
Yeah, it was a freaky Halloween. Freaky Friday, buddy.
So, I don't want to know where this is going.
I'll keep going if you want me. If you are just waking up this morning, you are waking up to another Dodgers win in the World Series.
So they're up 3-0?
Yeah. Yep, Dodgers take a 3-0 lead. They beat the Yankees 4-2 last night. But the Yankees were shut out until the bottom of the ninth. This series of dreams that everyone was so excited about could end tonight.
Oh, man.
With a sweep and
in
a
New
thud.
York.
Yep, the Dodgers sweeping the Yankees in New Yankee Stadium. Yikes!
Wow.
Yikes! So, today is the day you find out who the actual Yankees fans in the greater Rochester area
are. Oh, okay.
Because, Tommy, it seems safe to say the Yankees probably have the most support of any other baseball team in the greater Rochester area.
Oh, yeah.
Is that fair?
Number one.
That's
Yankees all you ever see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean,
well, you get some Mets fans here and there.
Yeah, well, like nerds. And then, like,
I see Yankee caps.
On the east side, for whatever, they've, like, adopted the Red Sox.
So we got our buddy's a big Red Sox fan, yeah. But I ain't buying.
But that kid's a douche.
That's what I'm saying. He's just doing it to be a dick.
Big old douche. No, like, it is weird. There's a line in the river drawn, and I understand there's exceptions on both sides. I think the majority of the West Side are Yankees fans. And I'm not going to say the majority of the East Side are Red Sox fans, but
you just see it more.
You're far more likely to find a Red Sox cap east of the Genesee River.
Can't and I don't say know I've what noticed that,
that.
Is
yeah.
that. Is that because like people on the East Side like vacation in Nantucket?
Right, that could be.
Is that
it? Yeah, they go to the Cape, they do all that stuff, right?
Okay.
Lobster, go out there for the lobster roll.
So when I say this will be the day you find out who the real Yankees fans are.
Yeah, why?
Well, I think we can also safely say the Yankees are one of the most bandwagoning teams on the planet.
Yeah.
Fair?
Internationally, yeah.
How that Yankees fan you know that's been all, hey, we the World Series, how they act when they get to work this morning will dictate whether or not they actually care about the Yankees.
Yeah.
Or they like them because they think they look cool in the hat and the pinstripes.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what makes fans like that so annoying.
Oh.
Because like if we were to talk about the most traditional bandwagon fan bases, Tommy, give me the four off the top of your head. Go.
So you'd have your Yankees.
Yankees.
Your Giants.
You think
I was going to say Cowboys.
Cowboys. I would have gone with Cowboys.
Oh, Cowboys. Yeah. Well, that's...
If we're talking number one in each league.
Oh, each league.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My fault.
All right. So you got your Yankees for baseball.
Got it.
You got your Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, cool.
Okay, then you're going into basketball. You'd probably go with either the Celtics or the Lakers.
Okay, I would have gone Lakers, but Celtics is also acceptable. Kimmy, thoughts on that one?
I know a lot of Knicks fans, so I can't hate on them.
But they suck all the time.
It's been a tough run.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, the Knicks pop, and then they just go back to blowing.
If you are a Knicks fan, you're a Knicks fan because you actually like the Knicks.
Yeah, you'd have to.
And then as far as college goes, Duke, is there another college you would think that's worse?
Well,
Duke, yeah, I worked with
Alabama?
A guy
that was a big Duke fan. I don't know.
But you're talking basketball or football?
Yeah,
I mean, well, it's always basketball for Duke. I mean, look, maybe it's my generation, like the years we came up.
I did know a lot of Duke fans,
like, okay, oh, you're a Duke fan? Big J.J. Redick guy? Shut up. And now J.J. Redick is the coach of the Lakers, which makes it an ultimate bandwagon. It's like the bandwagon transformer.
So who's hockey? Oh, sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, I also want to say Stephen Barry's contributed to the bandwagon fans.
Oh, the cheapo store?
Yeah, because everybody bought, like, Duke stuff or North Carolina stuff.
Yeah, it's a good question about hockey. It's weird, like...
Because it's so regional.
I mean, I guess you could argue the Penguins because of Sidney Crosby, the Oilers because of Connor McDavid, Vegas because of like their new uniforms, and they went to the Cup Final the first year. But yeah, you don't see a ton of bandwagon hockey fans.
No. Or at least you don't notice.
As I wear my Quebec Nordiques hat this morning.
I see that. Are they back?
No.
Oh.
It's a beautiful logo.
It is pretty cool.
Come on, it's a great...
Beautiful town.
Oh, yeah. Those ladies up there in Quebec almost made me forget about your mom on Halloween. But like when it comes to... Yankees, Lakers, Cowboys, Duke fans.
All right.
They love to run their mouths until their team sucks, at which point they're like, I don't even care anymore.
Mm.
And that says way more about them, Tommy, as a person than they realize.
Oh, okay. What's it saying?
Sports fandom is a quick glimpse into the inner sanctum of your soul.
Oh.
Who you cheer for and how you cheer for them says a lot about the kind of person you are. And we're in Western New York, so let's use the Bills for example.
Mm-hmm.
You cheer for your hometown team because you feel a connection to the team, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Part of your identity as a city,
you got
if you're
it.
From Buffalo especially.
And like Bills fans, most of us, we're loyal sometimes to a fault. Like we live and die with that team.
Yeah.
But as not fun as that can be sometimes, it shows loyalty, it shows compassion, it shows dedication.
All right.
Because, Tommy, it would be very easy if you wanted to have fun watching football every weekend, no matter what, to just pick another team, a team that wins all the time and is always fun.
Yeah.
But Bills fans don't do that.
No, they suffer.
And this isn't just about Bills fans. This goes for any person in any town cheering for the team that means the most to that community. But, Tommy, when you see someone cheering for an easy team, a traditional powerhouse, that they have no connection to, that is someone who's in it for the good times only.
Yeah, and we've worked with those guys.
Yeah.
Because we had two guys in this on the old show that were diehard Yankee fans. Like, they loved them. And neither of them could afford to go to a game.
Even though they went.
But it was like a trek for them to go to one of these games. It was so goddamn expensive.
You're planning a mini vacation.
So they just watched them on television.
But those guys are real Yankees fans, right?
True.
And it actually, in their personalities, it totally shows. They were both really loyal guys.
Oh, yeah.
They were both really dedicated guys. They were both very compassionate guys. Like, those were guys that would lay down in traffic for you,
so
right?
So one put the ashes down at that, what was it?
Monument Park.
Yeah.
Where they have all the retired numbers and the statues.
Where they're all buried.
Yeah, the new they didn't bury anyone in the new Yankee Stadium.
I heard they did.
Except Jimmy Hoffa when they moved him over from
the Meadowlands. Oh, they moved his body?
Yeah, they did.
Wow.
Under the darkness of night. It was a union job.
Can you really be, though, a stereotypical bandwagon fan, though, if you're from an area that doesn't have a team?
No, I think that's also the difference.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, there are some, like, no man's land type areas where, like, I feel like people that live in those places, they just kind of, like...
Yeah.
They just pick what they like, essentially. It's not like they have a local connection by any means.
It's like baseball here.
That's that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, I understand being
it
a Yankees
a lot
fan because it's like, you know, you're still in the state of New York, so it's kind of like what you went with or what your dad went with or what your grandpa went with.
So when I was in the far Midwest, like into the Dakotas, they were all Braves fans.
Because of the superstation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't dawn on me at first because the Braves were playing Minnesota.
Yeah.
And they all love the Braves in the World Series.
No, like, when you talk about, like, teams, I guess I'll use allowed to in quote fingers, cheer for here in Western New York. Again, we're talking about the Yankees. They're down 3-0. They could get swept tonight by the Dodgers in the new Yankee Stadium. And today will be the day you find out who the real Yankees fans are. Because if you work with someone who, if they come in and they're out of their mind and they're bummed and they're dreading tonight, that person lives and dies with their team. If they come in, hey, no dang Cowboys. Well, no, you wouldn't cheer for that. Lakers looking good.
Yeah.
That guy's a douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bills, no argument cheering here, right? Like, that's your hometown team. Same with the Sabres for hockey. Although there is an argument in Rochester, if your fandom was passed down, you can be a Bruins fan because the Bruins were once the parent team of the Rochester Americans. Like, there's a lot of Bruins fans that are older or that was passed down from mom and dad to them. When it comes to baseball, you got five options.
Five.
Yankees.
Yep.
Guardians in Cleveland.
There.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
We're going makes sense. Purely based on location.
Location. Blue Jays, Red Sox. All of them are around the same distance to go to a home game. Toronto's the closest.
But you do get the occasional like Twins fan also or Orioles fan.
Well, that was because of the Wings.
Yes.
The Wings.
And now the Nationals. We're going to have Nationals kids growing up. Yeah. So I guess there's eight. You're right. Yeah. Minnesota, Baltimore.
The Octopus.
So one third of the league you're allowed to cheer for in Rochester as a baseball fan. What about basketball?
What do you mean? Who do I cheer for?
What teams are you allowed to cheer for in Rochester?
Probably the same towns, really. That I mean, Toronto. You would think New York.
All right, so the Knicks,
Boston,
and the Nets. Right? Well, a Celtics, but it feels kind of douchey cheering for the Celtics here.
Why?
I don't know.
You got a big Irish population here. They
just
because
you're Irish doesn't mean you cheer for the Celtics. There's Irish
no, but I can see that. Just like it got so many Notre Dame fans.
Again, that's kind of like, just because you're Irish.
But there's a ton of them around.
Know, yeah, there are.
But okay, I take it back. Maybe Notre Dame is the biggest bandwagon.
In this town, probably.
It could be, could be.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like watching the Irish. I watched them growing up because they were always on NBC every week. It was the old game that was always on. But like, I'm not going to put on a jersey and like go to South Bend and scream my
throat
out.
But you would if you were... But, like, don't you kind of want to do that, though?
I want to go to South Bend for the history of the stadium, just like I want to go to Green Bay for the history of the stadium. Right. But I'm not
I mean, they're shrines.
I'm not living and dying with the
Irish. You're not,
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, so for basketball, you'd have to go Knicks, Reds, I mean, Celtics.
Red Sox. Go Red Sox.
Go Red Sox. Toronto.
Okay.
That's about it.
What about the Cavs? Cavs are the closest one.
I think the Cavs, though, with their recent success, people are going to argue you're a bandwagon fan. Like, did you like the Cavs before LeBron came back? You know what I mean?
So, I will say this. LeBron going and doing his thing in Cleveland both times, right?
Yeah.
It was awesome
yeah.
for the city of Cleveland. I have a very soft spot in my heart for Cleveland. I love the city of Cleveland.
Yeah.
Right? But when LeBron is not playing basketball in Cleveland, it's the greatest thing ever because I love NBA games. Mm. And I know that the NBA, for some reason, gets this weird, like, hatred from guys your dad's age, right? It's not real basketball anymore. Okay.
Travel. Okay. Travel. Right. Travel.
I don't even know how to play a game.
That was three steps.
Tommy, you know I've been to every sporting event on the planet, every type of sporting event. I have never seen athletes in my life than watching up close and personal an NBA game.
Yeah, you said you love watching those men.
It is, bro.
Yeah.
I'll say it. I love it.
The
I would
speed,
watch
the agility, the beauty of the game.
I'd watch those men in short shorts and tank tops all day. I was fortunate enough when the Cavs were really bad, right after LeBron left, to get floor seats with my wife. I sat on the floor of an NBA game for $150.
Which is insane.
And they were playing the Wizards, and it were the two worst teams in the league at the time. And even with that, you could not believe what these men were doing with their bodies. They were horrible, and the speed and the agility, and the height
the
they were able
to
bro, it was the greatest, one of the greatest nights of my life. I highly encourage you, if you've never been, to find a way to get a cheap ticket to an NBA game and go, because you have to experience it once. It'll change your entire perspective.
Oh, right.
I'm telling you, man. You especially, because you're like up to their shin.
So I've only been to one NBA game, and when I was a kid, in military school, I saw the Hawks play. I forget who they played with Pete Maravich
with
the floppy socks.
Look at that. Kimmy doesn't even know who that is.
So I saw two legends. I saw that, and then I saw Gump Worsley play for the Stars.
Getting a little loose on the legends with Gump Worsley.
He also had loose socks.
By the way, the only show in America that has a Gump Worsley hockey card sitting on a man's desk.
And he looks so happy to be in that picture. And he's only 35. He looks 80.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, so do we want the World Series to end tonight?
No.
Well, first of all, it's going to suck for ratings because if they blow them out, you don't get that game seven.
Yeah.
You don't. I mean, that's it.
I mean, especially leading up to the World Series, the playoffs had been so entertaining, and then you get this just kind of flop.
Each individual game has been entertaining.
Yeah, but
minus
if it fizzles in four,
minus last night,
they lose so much money because to get that game seven between these two teams would be epic.
Here's what really sucks. Are you familiar with what's called the sports equinox?
No.
It's when every major sport is playing on the same night.
Oh.
Last night, we got the sports equinox. NFL, NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball all playing at the same time.
Right.
Right. We would have had another opportunity had the series gone on, but if it ends tonight, we only get one sports equinox in 2024. Kind of sucks.
And I even went outside and looked.
Man, last night it was great. I was running from room to room with my pants down, watching the Sabres, NFL football, the NBA, and the baseball playoffs.
I didn't realize.
I don't think I watched a commercial all night long.
That's nice.
It was a bah, 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 yeah. bah, 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 bah. How do you not get excited for this?
I cannot watch. I can watch the Bills. Mm-hmm. I can't watch. I can't even watch two football games. Like, that's why I like that that NFL network, because they just kind of bounce around.
Red Zone Channel.
Yeah. They just bounce around, and I have to suffer through so much slow time.
Can I ask a question, mm-hmm. follow-up question? Why are you a bitch?
I don't know. Okay. I cannot watch baseball at all. Unless I'm at a game like here, fine.
Have you watched it with the pitch clock? Pitch clock makes it so much better.
I don't care, man. It's still, you're just speeding up slow.
Shut up.
That's all you're doing, man. You ain't getting anywhere fast. You're just kind of moving it along. Hockey, I can't follow at all because I don't know the rules and I can't see the puck.
Because you're dumb.
Basketball, what's the sense of watching the first three quarters?
Oh, my God. I hate you. Every argument you made is the stupidest.
They can
dumbest.
Be down by 20. Next thing you know, they tied it up.
That's what
they
were about it.
But that's the end of the game.
Oh,
that's all
God.
I care about.
Not. I hate you. I hate you so much.
Yeah. So I can watch the Bills.
Okay.
By the way, somebody did call and say there may be some Sacramento Kings fans in town, too, because of the Rochester connection.
So they're just trying to be hip?
Well, they just said there may be some fans.
You would have to be 90.
Yes.
Yeah, true.
Older than that.
Yeah.
Although I will admit I have some Rochester Royals memorabilia.
Yeah, but
basement.
You collect that crap.
It's really cool.
Yeah, but you don't care. You don't follow the Sacramento.
No, I don't.
They shouldn't even have a team.
Here's your fun fact of the day. You want to wow your friends today?
Well,
this
I want to wow.
This is deep. This is deep. Mm. All right. You familiar with Otto Graham, NFL Hall of Fame quarterback? Otto Graham played 1 year for the Rochester Royals in Rochester.
He played basketball?
Yes, he did. Before he went and played for the Cleveland Browns. So here, try and work that into conversation.
Otto Graham.
Yeah. Oh, you know Otto Graham? No? Well, here's Wikipedia. You know the rest of the Royals? No? Well, here's the thing.
So, you know, my stepson went to school in Northwestern, right, for post-work.
Woo!
So he had to go see his graduation. They got this old-ass stadium at Northwestern, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they only had one star that I guess ever came out of Northwestern for football. It's Otto Graham. And his poster's all over the place.
Well, yeah, you got to go. You got to go with that.
But if you don't know who Otto Graham is, he looks like a dictator. Because they have his picture all over, you know, like you would have, like, you know, in Cuba of, like, Castro. Because that's all they got.
We got a
dynamite. That's the last time there was an athletic Otto.
Otto Porter plays in the NBA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jimmy had asked a question on the air the other day, and I was behind her 100%.
Oh.
She was right. Why did we decide this holiday was the one we were decorating all out for, and then this one coming up that is starting to catch fire, we decided, this is an inconvenience and nobody likes it. Well, we may have our answer.
Okay.
Because, Kimmy, there is one thing we did not consider when it comes to decorating for Halloween.
Oh, what's that?
Well, it's something that one man in Canandaigua is dealing with right now.
But you got a problem?
Not so much a problem, but how he had to transition.
Mm. Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The story comes to us from Canandaigua. I want to tell you about a man named Carl Housel.
Housel?
Yep, he was on 10NBC yesterday. He owns about 10-acre property out that way.
Oh, nice.
And on his property, he's a big Halloween guy.
Okay, so what does he do?
He goes over the top. He's got over 700 skeletons.
700?
300 of which are fake. No, 700 skeletons, a graveyard, a corn maze, and a creepy animatronics like setup.
So this is like all like a business.
Well, so here's the thing. He says he's always loved Halloween, and he started by just decorating because it's something he loved to do.
Little by little.
Yes, but eventually that evolved into a small business. So now he charges $5 to $10, kids, adults, for people in the community to come walk through his setup. And it seems like it's this little hidden, out-of-the-way thing that folks in the area love.
All right, so it's a hit.
Yeah, it's great.
So what's the sweat?
Well, here's the thing. A couple of days ago, We had a story about a neighborhood in Irondequoit that goes balls to the walls for Halloween.
The whole neighborhood's in. Yeah.
Everybody loves it, and everyone's trying to one-up each other, and the decorations are insane, and it's really bonded this street together, right? And Kimmy had asked a question.
Yeah, well, I was, you know, thinking, like, why don't more neighborhoods especially go out for this holiday? Because we see it all the time with Christmas and like that time of year where neighborhoods will join together, do the lights, do everything like that. But seems like Halloween you can get more out of.
Mm-hmm. And I agreed with you 100%. We argued that it was safer because the weather was better.
Yeah,
we argued that the kids would enjoy it more. We had finished that break, gavel down. Halloween is the holiday you should decorate for.
And?
Well, this story shows us why we still do Christmas at Halloween.
What happened?
How do you afford to decorate for Halloween as opposed to Christmas? Because, like, Christmas, you can get by on the bare bones.
Yeah, and lights, you know, they go a long way.
Yeah.
You buy a couple packs of lights and you're good.
Yeah, like, you can spend a lot of money on Christmas decorations, but you don't have to spend a lot of money on Christmas decorations.
A little goes a long way.
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas Halloween, if you decorate for Halloween, you have to spend a fortune.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the cost is just for, like, one of those skeletons.
$250.
Is it? Did you make that up?
No, because I really wanted a 12. I told you.
No, but I'm not even talking about the 12-foot ones. No. Just, like, those little, like, regular skeletons. I'm guessing they're not cheap.
Well, let's say he spent $10 a skeleton. Which he's got 700 of them.
Right.
That's still sizable investment, just in bones.
Yes.
$7,000 in bones.
Like, how many skeletons are in Mount Hope?
So, like, you can't half-ass a Halloween decoration.
No, you can't.
You either have to go all out
or
not do it at all.
There's layers to your Halloween decorations.
So we have the answer to our question, Kimmy.
Yeah, you're right.
The reason we decorate for Christmas and not Halloween is because everyone can afford to do Christmas, where you have to make a sizable financial investment for Halloween.
Yeah, there's not, like, a ton of characters you're going to put out in your yard for Christmas. Where with Halloween, it's endless.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but you know how, like, Christmas, people go out after Christmas and buy a bunch of holiday decorations because it's all on sale. I don't really feel like there's that equivalent for Halloween. Like, maybe you get some things, you know, for a little bit cheaper, but there's not, like, these big post-Halloween sales going on.
Well, it's because the Halloween stores know that
they just
can
shut right down.
And they can save it for next year.
Well, they get shut down because Christmas is coming in right in to sweep them out anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
And then after Christmas, there's nothing.
That's a great
call. So there's not even really a way to do it for cheap.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Like, with this guy who starts as just having fun and then expands it into a small business, I would be genuinely curious to know. If this guy in Canandaigua started this and was like, oh, I can make money? Or if he dedicated to his hobby and then realized, oh my God, I have spent this much money, I have to find a way to recoup this. Yes, like, I would love to know chicken or egg argument, because if it's the second one, again, it's the reason why not everybody can go all out. Why it's usually one, maybe two homes in a neighborhood that has, like, the crazy Halloween decorations.
Yeah, for the most part.
What the hell are people in Irondequoit doing where they can afford a whole neighborhood worth of this stuff? Are they all doctors?
No, but that's probably like their entertainment.
Yep.
Like, maybe they don't take vacations. This is what they do.
They're simple folk from Irondequoit.
Unless, like, they've just really been good about collecting it over the years. Or maybe, like, one or two people have so much that they can, like, help out their neighbors.
I don't know. If you're trying to impress and, like, be the top dog, I don't think you're sharing decorations.
You don't think?
You got to know what you're doing, too. I mean, to put up that much electricity outside, you've got to have an understanding of what you're doing. Are you going to short out the neighborhood?
It does seem easier than it was in the past. Like, newer homes that were built after, like, you know, 1990, because I grew up in a post-war home.
Yeah.
My dad had the inflatables, I told you, like, for Christmas time. And his calling card was the inflatable would go up, a storm would happen, the inflatable would pop, and he'd just leave it.
Yeah.
And
then it's a bag.
And then it would snow over the inflatable, and then in spring we would collect the inflatables off of the dead grass. But, like, now, like, there's plenty of homes that have power strips and stuff outside.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a plug on on like the front porch, or there's a plug coming out of, like, the light in the middle of your yard. So it does make it easier.
All right.
Like, my dad, we used to have to run an extension cord out of the garage.
That's the way most people did it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, I would love to know, like, do you commit to doing this stuff because I have, it's as simple as having somewhere to plug it in outside.
So I don't know what I'm doing, though. Like, I do this stuff every year, but I don't know if I'm doing it right, if I'm putting too much juice into an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
I just do it. And so far,
you don't know if you took it too far until it's too late.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, for all the information we get about keeping our homes safe, we don't get a lot of information for that.
No.
Because, like, could I set my yard on fire?
Probably.
Could you just blow up your fuse box and, like, you have no electricity? You got to, like, go spend $1,000 to get an electrician over to fix it.
When's the last time you saw someone blow up a whole fuse box?
I bet you electricians have great stories of people that try to do home cooking that went bad.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm trying to think, because I run a lot of power in my house sometimes.
You run your mouth, too.
Well, like, yeah. But that's part of the power between the radio show and everything, right? Having to broadcast from home. Mm. I can't imagine you're going to blow an entire fuse box just from a couple of, well, I guess.
No, but you could overload it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I've put outdoor lights out because I read the box.
Put the light. Okay, I take that back, too. Okay, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're right.
So here's my theory. Just put a lot of electrical tape around it so it doesn't get wet.
What?
Wait.
So I put like black electrical tape around the stuff I'm hooking up.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get wet.
Okay.
So I figure if it gets wet, it's going to blow up.
What is that based on?
Blow up.
So
blow
nothing.
Up.
Mostly family vacation. Remember when he plugged the two things together and it blew up the house? I just figured don't let it get wet. I figured the plugs can't get wet.
Sorry,
okay,
gotcha.
That's all I know.
That's a good plan.
And I don't know if I'm doing it right, but I taped the crap out of everything. So it's like a big ball of tape on every plug.
Worked for you so far.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about the story on 10NBC this week. Talking about a man named Carl Housel. He owns 10. It's, by the way, he calls his place the Haunted Housel, which, I mean, that's great.
Great idea.
Come on, Carl, you nailed it. Owns about 10 acres of property out there in Canandaigua. He's got 700 skeletons, a graveyard, corn maze, creepy animatronics out there. Says he started, because he just loved Halloween, started decorating, turned it into a small business. He now charges $5 to $10 per person for people in the community to walk through the setup. And Kimmy's argument that we should be decorating for Halloween instead of Christmas, because it's more fun, great argument, till you realize how expensive it is to do those Halloween setups. And the cool thing about Carl here... He will be a legend to everybody in that town for two generations.
Oh, sure. People talk about it.
Like, there are going to be kids now that are 6, 7, 8 years old that go through that when they're 60, some other, you know, underachieving young man or woman that gets their own radio show on CMF one day.
Yes.
We'll talk about it. Remember Carl Housel? Remember the Haunted Housel?
Carl Housel.
252-WCMF, if you're worried about power.
Yeah.
Alex got some good news for you.
Who's that?
Alex does. He's on CMF. Hey, Alex, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. The other big factor of why... a lot more people are doing holiday lights extravaganzas is because they're LED lights instead of the old style bulbs.
The nuclear ones.
Yeah. And it reduces the power draw significantly with the LEDs.
See, I trust Alex because he's got real big nerd voice.
Hmm. Are you an electrician?
No, I went to school for electrical engineering for a bit.
Told you.
But you're not an electrician.
Well, he went to school for electric. I can't even say it. I'm so stupid. What he said.
That doesn't sound like a regular electrician guy.
Oh, are you questioning? He has more education than we do on this thing. So
I
want
to talk to an electrician, not this guy.
Electrical
who
engineer?
Who says extravaganza. I never had an electrician go over, plug this in, you're going to have a wonderful electrical extravaganza. I'd listen to this guy.
Right, hey, Alex, you said you went.
Pencil pushing nerd.
Shut up.
What do you even do with that degree?
Alex?
What do I do with that degree? I went back to school for... I did not graduate with electrical engineering. I wound up going back to school for machining, and now
this guy's not even good at electric.
He's smarter than we do.
Bailed on electricity.
Wait a minute,
he didn't finish electricity. Now he's over on machine.
Your argument is he's not a blue-collar guy. He's a pencil pusher. He goes, I'm a machinist. You got no argument, you idiot.
What, machine? I ran a machine today. I took my car here by a machinist.
You don't know how it works.
I got here.
Yeah, you hit people.
I make the parts that go in your car.
So you better trust Alex.
Alex, thanks for the call, nerd ass bitch. Thank you.
Well, the LED lights are really fixed up there.
Alex, take care, buddy. Have a good day.
I thought you were mocking Alex. I tape my wires so they don't get wet.
He's still better than me.
No, but the electrical engineer is the guy who, like, they put that stuff together.
Bro, give me a guy that's in the trenches.
Like a
man's man.
Like a machinist?
Yeah, I know.
A guy that's an electrician.
Like the guy a tough guy. Smart guy.
Give me making a parts guy. For your car.
I want a guy with a van with at least four ladders on the top and lightning bolts on the side.
This is a story about guns, but it's not really about guns.
Yeah.
Because when you want to keep things hidden from the authorities, you got to come up with a good spot.
Sure.
And this man must have thought he had the best hiding spot in the world.
Sounds pretty good.
Until he allegedly watched in horror, if the allegations are true, as the cops presented him with the stuff that he absolutely should not have had.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
This story comes to us from Genesee County.
What happened?
A man from Bergen is looking at a decade in prison.
Wait.
And a $250,000 fine.
10-year stretch.
Yep, for allegedly having some guns and gun parts he should not have had.
Oh.
Authorities raided his home first in late September. Mm. They say they found a bunch of illegal stuff to make firearms. And if you want the details, you can go find it on the Finger Lakes Daily News. They then searched two more properties that this guy was connected to. They say they found more of the same. So he was in trouble.
Were these gun parts?
Yes, you got it. But police were not done searching. On October 9th, authorities got a dive team together.
Wait, the scuba gear.
You got it. And they jumped into the Erie Canal. After a search, they say they found a cardboard box beneath the Beals Road Bridge in Medina. Inside said box, they say they found an unmarked handgun, magazines, more firearm parts, and 10 AR-style receivers, whatever the hell those are. Police say he used the Erie Canal as a hiding spot.
This is like a bad spot.
Really? Because they found it.
I wonder how they knew it. I wonder how they knew it was there.
It was in the water?
It was underwater.
In a cardboard box.
I was going to say, how did the box stay intact?
Unless it was all like sealed inside the box.
Correctly plastic,
maybe? I mean, look, as far as I understand.
Because otherwise it would ruin it, I think.
I mean, they got the dive team and it said it was under the bridge, so I'm assuming it was underwater. Yeah. Unless he like hit it in like a corner.
So he sunk this thing down in the water because they needed a dive team.
This is the impression I'm getting from the story.
But here's what's weird.
Yeah, you wouldn't walk around in your flippers and the mask on just to pull something out from under a bridge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you were saying, I'm sorry.
So they also, don't they drain the canal, though?
Good question. Maybe that's when he put it down there.
Oh, all right. Damn.
They don't entirely drain the canal. I thought they just brought
the
water.
Well, they lower it.
Lower the levels. So
small box.
All right.
How was he planning on getting it back?
Holding
your
breath. His breath. Two brilliant comedians with one bad joke. Wait, he's taking a dump underwater?
Yeah, you could.
So look, man, you would think, like you said, this hiding spot is brilliant.
Yeah.
Right? Who's going to look there? Except the police.
I didn't even know Byron Bergen had like a scuba team.
I'm sure it's like the sheriff's department's scuba team.
All right. I don't know how scuba works around here.
I don't know how scuba works.
We're not a big scuba town.
Says man who furiously defends himself when we point out, I'm a certified scuba diver.
I did it.
Okay.
In a pool.
Like, I do wonder, like, he asked how he got it down there. I guess if you hold your breath, maybe he has scuba stuff himself.
Oh.
Like, this stuff was either that valuable to him or he didn't want people to find it that he was
local frogman hides guns.
I don't know. Pop quiz.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, you need to hide something from the cops. If they find it, you get 10 years in prison. Where are you hiding it? Go!
So it had to be someplace around my house in the yard.
Okay.
Buried.
Buried.
And you've been caught.
Well, buried good.
Why are you buried good? Good.
10-foot hole.
You don't have the strength to dig a 10-foot hole.
Well, give me a while.
You would die before you got to 6 feet.
I could dig a 3-foot hole.
3 feet is that big?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can dig a hole.
All right, we're going to get back to your stupid.
You asked me a question.
And it was a dumb take. They just found this underwater.
And then hold on. And then I put a rock over it so I mark it. And I put an X on a rock.
So it'd have to be like somewhere in the woods, though, right? Not in your backyard.
We're just going to do the backyard.
No, because they're going to,
they're
going to
search your property.
But they're not going to dig up the whole yard.
They will dig up the
whole
yard.
They'll see that spot that now looks like it just got dug up.
No, and I smooth it out.
Bro, have you ever seen where they're looking for something in someone's backyard? They dig up the whole yard.
Yeah, that's when they think there's like 7 bodies back there.
Okay. So your plan is stupid. Kimmy, you got to hide something from the cops, 10 years in prison if they find it. Where go?
Take it to a remote place, then dig a hole. Mark it with a rock.
Remote. Okay, what's with the marking it with a rock?
Well, you might otherwise, forget. How are you going to know where it was?
How are you going to remember what the rock looks like?
Take a picture of my phone.
Really? So when cops go through your phone, they're going to see
cool
a
rock.
Random picture? Where
do a selfie with it.
God.
With a thumbs up.
Like they could geolocate the photo to where the rock is. Now you've been caught.
I mean, other than like throwing it in the water or burying it, I don't know how else you hide it in a place where, you know, nobody's going to see it.
Because you can't put it in your house because they'll tear the house apart.
Yeah, you got it.
They're going to find it inside your house.
But the burying it seems like your best choice.
No, I don't know.
Ooh, tape it to your kids.
Tape it to your kids.
People have done that with stuff.
At all times.
So there have been people that have taped money to their kids when they travel.
That's different than having your kids.
No, because they don't want people, they don't expect the kid to have like So we knew this one guy. He used to like to gamble in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying any names.
Okay.
But you know how you gotta, yeah, you don't want to show up with a lot of winnings at the airport?
Because, yeah. Yeah.
So,
so people aren't impressed by your winnings. That's probably the reason why.
So they would tape it to their kids.
You can't do that anymore either, idiot.
I know, but you could do it in your house. I think you can legally tape money to your kids in your own house. Just like you can give them a glass of wine at dinner.
So just to be clear.
You want to tape guns and ammo to your children.
Not guns, gun parts.
Gun parts to your child that they will now live with at all times, taped to their bodies 24/7.
All right, so I can't tape it to my kids. You say don't bury it.
If you bury it, it's going to get found.
What are you going to do? Give it off, like hand it off to like a friend or family member to hold on to?
So that might be the best.
You got to really try. Yeah. That's the worst because now other people know the story.
And you're involving somebody else in your crime.
Worst story.
Old man wave. You've already been caught. You can't wave at me. Your hands are handcuffed. You've been caught for burying that thing. 252-WCMF. We're talking about this man out in Genesee County. Police say he had a bunch of gun parts he should not had. He's looking at 10 years in prison and $250,000 fine. They raided three places, his home and two other properties he was connected to. But they allegedly also found an unmarked handgun, magazines, more firearm parts, and whatever 10 AR-style receivers are in a cardboard box in the Erie Canal beneath the Beals Road Bridge. It looks like the sheriff's department got the scuba team together and went down and got it. Had to think it was a greatest hiding spot ever. They found it. I think the only way you get away with it is involving somebody else.
But then now if somebody else is in on it and then they could talk.
You're right. There's a couple of things you have to be sure of. One, that they wouldn't crack under questioning.
And you never can know that.
You're right.
Because it's out of your control.
You're right. I think the biggest...
But where are they hiding it?
Well, if it's in, they can hide it in their house because the cops aren't going to think to look at someone else's house that is not connected to your house.
But they are connected to you if it's family.
Okay, don't make it family. It's got to be a friend,
a scuzzy friend.
Yes, exactly. I mean, do you have someone in your life that would do that for you?
You had to know. You had to associate with scuzz. Who's your scuzziest friend?
You.
You're done. I'm no good.
But known hider, so you'd know all the good places to
I'm a known hider of my own ass.
Yeah, like, that's just it. He's a
giant. I can hide my ass, but good. You'll never find me in that canal.
But he's also a giant coward. Yeah. So the second they knock
that
in. Oh,
yeah, I'm rolling.
Please knock that door. Hello, it's over here.
Yeah,
Tommy,
I'm rolling. You should call me Tommy Rolls.
Yeah, for multiple reasons. Eating a whole Pepperidge Farm over the kitchen sink. No, I mean, you don't have a friend that you think would be able to keep it quiet?
So I don't have any scuzzy friends anymore, but like even those scuzzy friends were so goddamn stupid.
Yeah, don't you think, and don't you think your scuzzy friends would be selfish? Like they're not taking the blame
and
for
I can't
you.
Trust
not,
them.
Yeah.
Like my best, closest, scuzziest friend would run off with that loot.
Okay.
Or sell it.
Okay.
Because they were all like drug addicts or alcohol. They all had issues that needed to be fed. That's the problem with these people.
No, that's a good call. See, I would have thought the biggest problem would be, like, if you have a single buddy that's willing to do this for you, if eventually they move in with someone else or someone moves in with them, that
game's
now,
over.
Now the jig's up.
Two things he's got to get rid of, your stuff and his porn collection.
No, I mean, it does kind of feel like a random place out in the open. Maybe the best move. Just
whatever
without,
was what Kimmy said.
Without Kimmy's two
what?
Stupid moves.
Okay, what was my stupid
you
move?
You can't put a rock over it.
All right, we'll put some kind of
a
thing
marker.
Over it.
You can't put a marker over it.
So then how do you know where you buried
That's
it?
That's the question. And you can't take a picture of where it is because the picture can be used to locate it when the police go through your phone.
And
eventually.
You have to also think, like, this place is never going to be, like, used for anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Say that again.
Like, if you're going to go in a remote area, make sure nobody else has access
to it. It's not like on a hiking trail.
Starts kicking things around or they're going to now develop this thing or...
Oh, we're doing Goodfellas again?
Good happen.
Hey,
we gotta go
take
that body.
Take care of that thing.
Yeah.
No, you don't say body. This is why you're not in the mob.
Oh, damn it.
And you've been shot.
So there is no hiding place.
Well, no, I mean, maybe there's not. The fact that they found this in the canal shows, like, yeah, they're going to be able, but I guess there are people listening that are hiding things right now.
True.
So
there's
something.
Your hiding spot?
All right, so there is something that usually goes hidden in plain sight, and nobody ever knows about it till Grandpa dies. His box of grenades. So find out where your grandfather hid his box of grenades from the war.
No.
Put it in with that because they'll never find it for 70 years.
They're not looking for the box of grenades. They didn't know
somewhere
your sticky finger grandfather took them home from Korea.
He's got a box of grenades right underneath that box.
By the way, the grenades are never active. They're always inert grenades.
We don't know.
No, we do because we see these stories and it's like it turns out it was an inert
so
grenade.
So far.
Okay. If it hasn't, I'm not going to say it. I don't want to jinx anybody.
Jinx
not,
it.
You know, one's coming.
There have been quite a few stories of people finding that in old homes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we got more brilliant plans coming in. Because we were asking about hiding spots based on this guy allegedly hiding a box of illegal things in the Erie Canal and it being found by cops. Steven says, did the story say what tipped them off to look in the canal? No. He goes on, and honestly, in this case, to avoid 10 years, you should put the stuff in your garbage tote on pickup day and let it go to the landfill.
But then I don't have it.
And then it's also possible it gets discovered on the way to the landfill or coming out of your garbage.
Well, what does that do for me?
No, I'm saying like, we get caught either way.
Yeah.
I mean, you're out the stuff, but you're also not going to jail for 10 years.
Best case scenario. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but they kind of know like where the all the garbage came from based on where they dump it.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but if you dump it in a place like, you know, some random dumpster and it gets picked up and then, no, don't put it in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I don't like that guy.
It's still going to be traced to you.
Yeah, it's going to come back to you in a second.
No, I sneak over there at night.
Yeah, God, if there was only a technology on everybody's house that would catch you sneaking over there at night.
No, I wear all dark.
Yeah, and then where would you go back to after you were done?
Oh, I walk around for a little bit. I spin around, walk around, and it just kind of slowly disappears.
So where would you come from?
I don't know. And I don't know where I went. I'm an enigma.
You're an idiot, is what you are.
Same thing.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.